Following the completion of a sprint cycle, the team will go on to the following sprint and continue the cycle, setting a sprint objective, adding some backlog items to the sprint backlog, developing them, and so forth. The incremental improvements from each sprint gradually pile up and help to create the finished product, enabling the product goal to be achieved. In a nutshell, this describes the product lifecycle in agile delivery. Your response should be in line with the story above if you are asked about the project lifecycle of an agile product. To demonstrate your actual working knowledge of how to deliver agile projects, it is advisable to use an actual product as an example, such as a new website, and detail one or two items from the backlog. A crucial point to keep in mind is that because agile teams are designed to be self-managed, there isn't really a set role for a project manager in an agile project. The project manager could, however, participate as a scrum master or product owner. In these roles, you don't manage the team as such. Instead, you coach or facilitate the team.